Now we're holding on Memtes Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, the order of the four missis we talked about yesterday, that the order is significant because we see that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon argue about it. The Tanakhama holds the order from most to least severe is Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek, which is Negea, among other things, if a person is high of two missis based in which one we give him. So the Tanakhama had said that order. Rabbi Shimon flips around Skila and Srefa and flips around Hereg and Chenek. So now let's discuss the basis for all of these for this ordering. Why the Tanakhama holds the ordering the way he does, and why Reb Shimon puts it in the order that he does. So skila sreifa chola. So if it were to be up to us balabatim, we would probably say, how do you figure out which one is the most severe? Let's we'll do experiments on animals or whatever and see which one causes it the most pain and which one causes the least. But the Gemara is not doing it that way. Instead, the Gemara is going to work out which one is more and less severe, which one is more severe than the other, which one is less severe, by looking at the severity of the averus that the respective missus based in are assigned, are given for. The assumption is going to be throughout the sugya that a stronger an avera that a worse avera gets a worse punishment. So skila sreifa chola. So the Gemara starts off skila chamura misreifa. Skila is more stringent, is harsher than sreifa. And we see that shekein nitna l'megadif over davaris gilolim, because we see that skila is given to somebody who curses Hashem and to somebody who worships avodah zarah, and both of those involve a direct insult against Hashem Himself, as we called it the other day, poshet yodei beikar, that he's denying the most fundamental thing, which is Hashem. So that would be a reason to say that skila is the most severe of all. Incidentally, when we say that, for example, Chilul Shabbos is also in that category, also gets skila, is because Chilul Shabbos is also a denial of Hashem, where the whole one whole reason behind keeping Shabbos is to demonstrate that we believe that Hashem created the world, and somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos is denying that. Anyway, so the Gemara says, my chumra. So where do we see what's the chumra? Is that shekein poshet yodei beikar, because he's going against a fundamental thing of Yiddishkeit, the most fundamental thing, Hashem. So the Gemara says, Adrava Srefa Chamura, but you could argue on the contrary that maybe Srefa should be considered a more serious punishment. Shekein nitna levas koyen shezinsa, because we see that Srefa, among we're going to have later on in the Perek, we're going to have the various cases of what's chayev each of the misses based in. One of the cases, which is chayev Srefa, is when a bas koyen is mizana. We're going to talk about the details of what, under what circumstances does she get srefa, but the point is, there is that point, or my chumra, and what would be the chumra in that? Because we see she causes her father to be desecrated, as we're going to talk about later on Daf Nun Beis, what that means exactly. It means that it has an effect on her father as well. It degrades his kedusha, and therefore we could argue that in that sense, a bas koyin shezinsa is considered something more serious. And a point is, we showed him make a point that in that case, then after all, as the Gemara is going to say further on, kibud av ve'em is tantamount to kvod shamayim, so she's causing a bizoyan to her father. So therefore, that's the Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara takes up that possibility. Anyway, but the Gemara answers no, because Kasavri, no, because the Chacham Kasavri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold Nesua Yotzel Sreifa Veloya Rusa. No, because it's like this: when it comes to an Eishes Ish, there are three possible penalties that there can be. Sometimes there can be Skila, sometimes Sreifa, sometimes Chenek. So, leaving aside for the moment the matter of a bas koyin, the basic rule is with anyone who is not a bas koyin, if she was a naira hamayrosa, so if she's a naira between 12 and 12 and a half, well, to be exact, within 6 months after she develops shtei sairus, and ma'irosa, she's only an arusa and not yet an asua, then the punishment is skila. Any other case, then the punishment is chenek. Now, when the Torah tells us that a bas koyin gets srefa, which case is that going to be? We're going to start talking about that point on Amud Beis and continue it on Daf Nun Aleph. Is it that any married bas koyin gets srefa? So meaning whether she's a regular nesua and would have gotten chenek, or whether whether she's an a Naira Maurosa who would have gotten Scylla. Either way, as a Basque, she's getting Strefa. Or do we look at it only that only if she's an Arusa, or only if she's an Asua, rather, where they would have been Chenek, then now because she's a Basque, she gets upgraded 2 levels to Strefa. But if she's a Naira Maurosa who's going to get Scylla, then that remains the case even when she's a Basque. Well, the Chacham hold that way. Nisua yotzei la strefa v'lo yarusa. Only when the Bas Koyin is fully married after chuppah and after first be'ilah with her husband, only then if she's mezana, where then under normal circumstances she would have gotten chenek. Now, as a Bas Koyin, she gets strefa. Not if she's an arusa, which then she's supposed to be getting skila. Naira marusa, that is, which then she's supposed to be getting skila. The Chacham hold in that case she continues to get skila. So therefore, so we see that given that we see that the Torah says that an arusa is chayiv skila, and that even a bas koyin is not an exceptional is not an exception to that rule, shmamina skila chamura. Therefore, that tells us that skila is more stringent because we see that when it comes to a we see that when it comes to an arusa, which is considered more stringent than an asua, in the sense that he or she was an arusa, he or she was a naira marusa. She hasn't even had first relations yet, and then who's her first relations with is somebody else, which disgraces her and disgraces her family and all that. So therefore, so we see that skila is more stringent. That with a naira marusa, we always give her skila, and the fact that she's a bas koyin doesn't make things any worse. Why not? Because skila is the harshest you can get. Now, Rashi brings up the point over here in some detail. The problem with that is Rashi says there seems to be circular logic over here, because where exactly are the Chachamim getting this point that if she's that if she's a bas koyin, then that if she's a bas koyin, she gets sreifa, fine. We know it says that in the pasuk, but how do we know that how do we know that if she's an arusa, then where normally she would have gotten skila, that instead she's still getting skila and is not and doesn't get srefa instead? It seems they're getting it from this very point that skila is harsher than srefa, and therefore, as a bas koyin, her punishment is obviously not going to be downgraded. So Rashi deals with over here. So it seems like circular logic. The Chacham was saying, how do we know that? Why is it that a bas koyin who's a naira marusa gets skila? Because skila, why doesn't she, why doesn't she get srefa? Because srefa applies only when she's in a sua. Why doesn't it apply when she's a naira marusa as well? Because skila is harsher than srefa. But that's begging the question. So Rashi says that actually no, the Gemara has the Gemara's original answer that Skila is stronger because we see that it's given to a Megadif and Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is still sticking with that. All the Gemara is saying is so that's the main thing. So you're wondering is it Srefa Chamura because Mechalela Sesavia? So we're saying because. That either really the Gemara's answer is going to be that poshut yada be'ikur, that insulting Hashem directly with Megadif and Ovid Avodah Zarah, is more stringent. The Gemara mentions this point over here that according to the Chachamim, a bas koyin who's a naira marusa gets skila. That's not the real reason why they say that skila is stronger. The real reason is the Gemara is just dismissing any argument to the contrary and saying that as it's going to say further down on the Amud, that after all the most important thing is poshut yada be'ikur, is insulting Hashem himself. So it's not circular logic. It's rather the Gemara is mainly sticking with that. And just by the way, if you're bothered by the Bas Koyin, you should know the Chachamim are not concerned about that because the Bas Koyin is never getting her punishment downgraded to Srefa. It's always the most severe, and Skila, we've already established, is the most severe. So in other words, basically Rashi is saying is even if you were going to say that Srefa is more stringent because we see that with a Bas Koyin, Esavir, Hi Mechalelas, the Chachamim would say that no, you see that they hold that an Asua, that only if she's an Asua she gets Srefa, and if she's an Arusa she gets Skila. So therefore, so that shows that and the reason for that is why would they say that is because ultimately they're saying that Skila is more severe because Poshut Yod Beikar. Okay, that's according to Rashi. The Ran brings the Ramban, who disagrees and says that no, it's the reason it's not circular logic is because the Chachamim are not just saying that a Bas Koyin receives Srefa when she's only when she's in a Suah. just because that's how they say it. They actually have a drasha for that purpose, where they darshan in the pasuk vas ish koyin to mean that it means that that it means, in other words, that it applied. They're going to learn, as we're going to learn the pasuk and the drashas of the Tanoim about it tomorrow, b'ez Hashem. But the point is that the Ramban understands also that the Chachamim learn from that pasuk as well that it applies only to a nesua. So therefore, so we have an actual logical thing over here, and not circular logic. The Chachamim are saying, given that we have an actual drasha to the effect that a nesua, that an asua gets srefa, but an arusa does not, she gets skila, then therefore that itself shows that skila is harsher. Okay. Next, skila chamura mi sayif. How do we see that skila is more stringent than sayif, than hereg? Is shekein nitna lamagada for loyvad abedes kachavim. Again, because we said skila is being given to someone who curses Hashem, or who worships avodah zarah. And as we said, because that's directly attacking Hashem himself, so to speak. Well, the question is, you could argue, on the other hand, sayif maybe is more stringent, because one of the types of people who get sayif is the people of an irani dachas, or my chumra sheken mamoinan ovad, and the chumra in that would be that we see that not only are they killed, but their property is destroyed, as we're going to learn about the Ir Mikla at the end of our Masechta. So you could argue on that basis that Saif is more stringent. In fact, Tosfos points out, when you get down to it, I mean, the Anshei Erni Dachas themselves are worshipping Avodah Zarah as well. And yet everybody agrees that Srefa is more chomer than Saif. Even Reb Shimon, who holds the order as Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Hereg, he still holds that Srefa is more chomer than it. So given that the Anshei Erni Dachas are worshipping Avodah Zarah, why are they downgraded so much to Saif? So Tosfos says actually that maybe that's the point. Saif plus their property being lost is kind of equal to Skila. So the question is again, so how do we know that Saif, that being beheaded is not more stringent than Skila, given that it's given to the people of the Irani Dachas, and we see that their money is destroyed as well? The answer is no. Amarta, you can answer, Eza koyach meruba, which koyach is stronger? Koyach hamediach or koyach hanidach? Which one is worse? The one who's mediach, the one who convinces them to worship Avodah Zarah, or the nidach, the one who was convinced to worship Avodah Zarah? Evidently, the Madiach is worse. He's the one who actually instigated the whole thing and got them to worship Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, and we learn in a Braisa, Madiche Irani Dachas Beskila. The ones who were Madiach, the ones who convinced the people of the city to worship Avodah Zarah, they actually get Skila. So there's your answer. Therefore, it's true that the people of the Irani Dachas themselves get only Hereg, which is a much less stringent punishment. Nonetheless, though, we see that the people who instigated them do in fact get Skila. So we see that after all, Skila is the most stringent of all, is at least more stringent than Hereg. There is in fact actually a point that Rogachova wants to say, that ever brings in an asicha someplace, that the people of the Irani Dachas, because they worship Avodah Zarah en masse like that as a group, then therefore sort of they become in effect almost like Bnei Noyach. And Bnei Noyach, as we're going to learn later on in our parak, when they're punished for violating any of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noyach, then they're punished with Saif. So in effect, in other words, we would say that the reason why they get Saif is based on that in a certain sense they're considered not Jews anymore. They're considered almost like Bnei Noyach. The Rebbe actually talks about an asicha and disagrees with that point and learns differently. One point is that it's a asicha and chelik test that Rebbe discusses the point actually that it is true that they're considered a tzibur, It is it's because they're considered a tzibur, and a tzibur has a different rule than a yochid. But we also see, on the other hand, that they're able to do tshuva and save themselves, where usually a person does tshuva after they do an aveda, and a chayav mitzvahs beis din. Tshuva doesn't help. How is beis din supposed to know that their tshuva is sincere? Nevertheless, by an ir nidachas, the Rambam learns that we first give them an opportunity to do tshuva, and if they do, then they're saved from the fate of the ir nidachas, because then it means that they're not a tzibur anymore. So in any case, the point is that yes, an Irani Dachas has a lesser punishment, but we see that their Madichim have the same severe punishment of Skila. So therefore, yes, that gives us a logical basis to say that Skila is stronger than Hereg. Okay. Next, Skila Chamura Mechenek. How do we see that Skila is a worse punishment than Chenek? And again, the fact that skila is given to the worst offenders, the Megadif and the Ovid Avodah Zarah, shows that it's much more stringent than Chenek. Well, the question is, Adrabah Chenek Chomer. You could argue, on the contrary, that Chenek has a severity to it, shekein nitin lamake over ve'imoy, because a person who strikes and wounds his father or his mother gets Chenek, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta. And umay chumra, and where is there a chumra in that? Shekein hukash kvoidan l'kvoidan mokum, because the honor of parents is compared in the Torah to honor of Hashem. We find it says kabedis avicha v'asimecha, and there's a pasuk kabedis Hashem. And similarly, es Hashem the kechatira and ish imay v'aviv tiro. So you have psukim that kibud av ve'em and murder av ve'em is tantamount to the covet of Hashem. And the answer is, as we said before, given that the Torah says that Arusa Bas Yisrael is made an exception, forget about a Bas Koyen, we said before Srefa, but a regular Bas Yisrael is getting either Chenek if she's in the Sua, or Skila if she's an arusa, and we assume that an arusa is a much more severe thing, again, because it means, look at this, she was an arusa, she's still a basula, and here she went and was mizana, so therefore there's much more shame in it, Rashi says. At least an asua already has had relations before, so now, she goes and is mizana, it's a very serious thing, and she's chayav misa for it, but not nearly as serious as when she was a naira marosa, where she hasn't even had relations with her husband yet. Therefore, the fact that we see that she's upgraded from chenek to skila in such a case shows shemamina skila chamura. That shows us that skila is more stringent than chenek. In fact, Tosfos points out the Gemara didn't even need that. Could have said a kavachoyma. Once we find that Srefa is less severe than skila, or saif is less severe than skila, and we could still show by a kavachoyma that they're worse than chenek. Tosfos does point out, now here we're saying that when it comes to hitting a father or mother, he gets chenek. On the other hand, you also have makalal of ve'imoy. And there actually so and there so there we're not saying that skila is given though in that case, but Tosfos says, listen, you're not going to say that they're more stringent than kavod amokim, so therefore if kavod amokim requires skila, you're not going to say that chenek is stronger than that. Fine. So that goes through the four, but now we have to go through the remaining three between themselves. So far, we've established that Skila is stronger than Srefa, stronger than Hereg, stronger than Chenek. Now we have to go through the remaining ones in turn. How do we know that Srefa is stronger than Chenek, than Hereg? How do we know it's stronger than Chenek, etc.? So Srefa Chamura Misayif. So Srefa is stronger than Saif, than Hereg, because Shekein Nitna Labas Koyin Shazinsa. Because we see that it's given to a Bas Koyin who's Mizana, Umay Chumra, and the Chumra is, as I said before, Shekein Mechalelas Saviyah, because she's causing her father's status as a Koyin to be desecrated. So the question is, Adrab Saif Chomer Shekein Nitna L'Anshe Erni Dachas. You could argue, though, that Saif maybe is stronger. Then is stronger than Srefa, given that it's given to the people of the Ir HaNidachas, and the people of the Ir HaNidachas, after all, were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and not only that, of my Chumra, and the Chumra in that is Shekein Mamon and Ovad, because as we said before, their property is also lost as well. So maybe we should say that fine, we established that Scylla is stronger than all of them, but maybe in fact we would say that Hereg goes ahead of Sreifa. The answer is no. We can answer as follows. How do we know that Sreifa is more stringent than Saif? It's true, the logic that we were using won't work for that, but Nema or via Biskila, the Nema or via Bisreifa. By both Scylla and Sreifa, when it comes to a woman who was Mizanah, by both of them it uses the word Aviha. By the Naira HaMorosa, who gets Scylla, the pasuk says that Liznos Beis Aviha, she did such a shameful thing. She was Mizana in her father's household. Meaning, again, while she's in Arusa, she's still living with her father. She's still living in her father's household. She's not yet living with her chosen. And in fact, the din is in that case, she's supposed to be stoned in front of their doorway, as we learned in the previous perek, to show them Ru'u Gedulim Shegidaltem, look at this kind of daughter that you raised. Anyway, so by there it says the word Aviyah. By the Bas Koyin, it also says Aviyah, so Aviyah hi Mechalelas. So therefore, so we have Gzeira Shava. Ma Aviyah ha'oma b'skila, skila chamura misayif. So just like when it comes to her father, it tells us that skila is stronger than saif, as we learned out before, logically. Af Aviyah ha'oma b'sreifa, sreifa chamura, we can learn from that, from this comparison with the word Aviyah, that it means also that sreifa is also stronger than saif. And again, both the Chachamim and Reb Shimon are going to agree with that, and say that the Reb Shimon and the Chachamim disagree within each pair, but they both agree that sreifa is stronger than saif. Tosfos wonders then. How come we didn't use this Gzeira Shava before? We would have said that like this when the Chachamim was saying at the top of the Amud that a Bas Koyin Shezinsa gets Sreifa only if she's a only if she's an only if she's an Arusa, not if she's a Nesua. Why don't we use the same? Why don't we use the same Gzeira Shava to say that nevertheless she gets Sreifa regardless. There is actually an explanation from Chiddushim of Biurim that maybe it's not a real Gzeira Shava. In fact, maybe this itself is a Svara. So before we had a before we had a Svara, as Rashi had said, the Svara is that Poshut Yada Be'ikar, that insulting Hashem directly, is more severe, or according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, that the Chum have an actual limud when Sreifa applies to a Bas Koyin. So therefore, the Svara over here is not going to counteract that. But here, at least, we have a Svara to say, basically, that her punishment should be as severe as possible, and that means, in other words, that we're gonna place Scylla ahead of Hereg and ahead of Chenek. So that tells us that Scylla is stronger than Saif. And that's well, rather we established that before, but rather that Sreifa is stronger than Saif. So therefore, in other words, she's always gonna get the most severe punishment available. So if she's a Bas Koyin, she's getting Sreifa, and if she's a and if she's an Arusa, then it's being upgraded all the way to Scylla. But we wouldn't say therefore that Saif is stronger than Sreifa because the logic that we just said, the Gzeira Shava, whether we learn it as a Gzeira Shava or whether we learn it as a logic, tells us that Sreifa is more severe. All right, Sreifa chamura mechenek. How do we know that Sreifa is stronger than Chenek? And by the way, with all of this, Rashi points out, you know, we don't really need necessarily all of these lemudim. Once we know that Scylla is stronger than Sreifa, for example, then automatically we're going to know that anything that's stronger, anything that Sreifa is stronger than Scylla is also stronger than. So we don't really need all of we don't really need all of these lemudim. For example, why do we need to why do we need before to establish that Scylla was stronger than Saif? We could have just done it on the basis of what we're doing over here, that Sreifa is stronger than Saif, and automatically, since we established that that Scylla is more severe than Sreifa, then it would be if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then obviously A is greater than C. So Rashi says it's true. But the reason is precisely because, for example, we see over here that the only reason that tells us that Seifa is stronger than a Saif is than Saif is because of this Xeter Shava. So therefore, so we need to also find how we know that Skila is stronger. Maybe indeed Xeter Shava would tell us that, as we just said, that Seifa is stronger than Saif, but we wouldn't necessarily know from that that Skila is also stronger, and therefore the Gemara had to work it out before logically. Okay. The Gemara continues, Sreifa chamura mechenek. Next, Sreifa has to be stronger than chenek. Because again, shekein nitna l'vas koyin chazinsa, because we see that a bas koyin who was mezana is getting Sreifa. And as we said before, umay chumra, kidam moran, and the chumra is, as we said before, that asoviyah hi mechalelas. And since she definitely, there's definitely cases where she would have gotten chenek, and instead, because she's a bas koyin, then she gets instead upgraded to sreifa. So that tells us automatically that sreifa is stronger than chenek. You're not going to say that she gets downgraded because esaviyahim chalalas. So mid apka rachmona. Sorry, I skipped a few lines. Sreif chamur mechenek shekain nisna levas koyin chizinsa umay chomer kedamaran. The question is, adrav chenek chomer. Shouldn't we say that maybe chenek is more severe? Shekain nitin lamaka over ve'imah, because we see that chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes his father or his mother. Umay chumra, and the chumra would be, as we said before, shekain huka shekvoidan lekvoidan makim, because there's a hekesh between the kavod of parents and the kavod of Hashem. So maybe that outweighs that, and the answer is mida apke rachmanol nesua bas koyin meklan nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa. Exactly that, since we see that ordinarily a bas yisrael who's fully married is getting chenek for being mezana, and meanwhile bas koyin in the same situation is actually getting sreifa. Then that itself tells us that outweighs that potential logic to say that chenek is more severe. You're not going to say that she gets a lesser punishment because she's a bas koyin, and obviously it has to be that the fact that asaviyahim chalalas causes a greater punishment, and therefore she goes up from chenek to sreifa. Then, so now we have one more pair that we need to work out. Saif chomer mechenek. How do we know, according to the Chachamim, that saif, that hereg, is worse than chenek? Shekein nitin la'an she'irani dachas, because saif is the punishment for the people of irani dachas. So my chumra shekein mamonin ovad, and the chumra is, as we said, because not only are they killed, but their money, their property is destroyed as well. The question is, adrab chenek chomer shekein nitin l'make ovad v'imoy. Shouldn't we say that maybe chenek is more stringent because it's given to somebody who strikes his father or his mother? I said it wrongly before, by the way, when I was mentioning the toast before. I misunderstood to say that a make ovad v'imoy gets skila. He doesn't. He gets chenek. But maybe you would say my chumra shekein huka shchola, and you would say again, like we said before, the honor for parents is great, is at least equal to the honor of Hashem. So therefore, so that should cause us to say that chenek is more stringent. And the answer is afilo even so, poshet yod be'ikar adif, to be poshet yod be'ikar, to insult Hashem directly, is obviously more stringent, and therefore the anshei erni dachas who did that is still, you're not going to say that, you're not going to say, as Tosfos had said, that the punishment for insulting parents or hitting them is worse than for insulting Hashem. So and since we see and since we see that the Anshei Yoni Dachas did directly insult Hashem by worshiping Avodah Zarah, so therefore that's considered worse than Chenek. So that works out the whole hierarchy according to the Chachamim. We've now established the entire order that it has to be in this order: Skila, then Sreifa, then Hereg, then Chenek. And again, as Rashi had said at the top of the Amud, this really the Gemara may have known all along that Poshet Yodeh Be'ikar is more severe than anything else, which is why the Gemara could take it as a given that the Chachamim say that with a Bas Koyin, she's getting Sreifa only where it's an upgrade from Chenek and not where it's a not not where it's a, not where it's a downgrade from Skila, because the most important thing is to realize that that Poshet Yodeh Be'ikar is the most severe of all. And the fact that the Gemara had brought at the top of the Amud, what about a Bas Koyin? That was just to work out, well, according to the Chachamim, why indeed is a Bas Koyin sometimes getting Sreifa? And the answer is she's not getting downgraded to Sreifa from Skila, she's only getting upgraded from Chenek to it. Okay, that was all according to the Chachamim. Next, Reb Shimon Omer. Now, we said in the Mishnah Chula that Reb Shimon had flipped things around and said within each pair, he said Sreifa is stronger than Skila and Chenek is stronger than Hereg. So here the Gemara is going to work it out logically, but one thing, we learned in the previous perek that there was a halacha on Moshe Sinai, that there's one when it comes to where they bury the person who was executed, when they bury him until the flesh decays. We said halacha Moshe Sinai that there are two graveyards for the purpose, one for Skila and Srefa, one for Hereg and Chenek. And since nobody argues with halacha Moshe Sinai, so it has to be. Everybody knows that they go in that kind in those two pairs. So the Skila and Srefa make a pair, and Hereg and Chenek make a pair. So now Rav Shimon and the Chachamim are disagreeing within each pair which one is more severe. So let's work it out according to what's the logic according to Reb Shimon. So Srefa Chamora Meskila. Reb Shimon is going to take the view that Srefa is stronger than Skila, Shekein Nitna Bas Koyin Shezinza, because Srefa is the punishment for Bas Koyin who was Mizanin. Or my chumrah, and the chumrah, and it would be, as we said before, Shekein Mechalelas, because she causes her father's covered as a Koyin to be desecrated. The question is, Adrabba Skila Chamura, why doesn't he hold like the Chachamim that Skila is more severe? As we said at the top of the Amud, Shekein Nitnalim Gadifal Ovid Avodas Chachamim, because it's given to someone who curses Hashem or worships Avodah Zarah. O my Chumra, Shekein Poshit Yodah Be'ikr. And as we've been saying throughout the Sugya, according to the Chachamim, Poshit Yodah Be'ikr, a direct insult against Hashem is more severe than anything else. The answer is, the answer is you're right. Reb Shimon Lataimei, you're right. Poshet Yodah Be'ikar logically should be more severe, but Reb Shimon is going according to his Svara, De'omar, where he says, Achas Arusa v'achas Nesua. He says, unlike the Chachamim before, that only a Bas Kohen gets Srefa only when it otherwise would have been Chenek, only when she's in a Suah, and therefore, in other words, so we can say she's going up from Chenek to Srefa, but never down from Skila, and therefore the Chachamim say, as an Arusa, she's always getting Skila, regardless Bas Kohen, Bas Yisrael. Reb Shimon disagrees with that point and says, as we're going to learn on Omud Beis, that in fact she's getting Srefa regardless. Well, therefore, so exactly that. Umi de apke rachmona la arusa bas koyin miklal arusa bas Yisrael. Since the Torah is saying that a bas koyin who's an arusa is an exception from an arusa bas Yisrael, miskila the srefa, where if she had been a bas Yisrael, she would have gotten skila, and now as a bas koyin she's getting srefa, which is how Reb Shimon holds, shema mina srefa chamora. Obviously, srefa must be more severe. That's why she's getting upgraded, according to him, from skila to srefa. So in other words, the opposite of the Chachamim. The Chachamim had said at the top of the Amud that in fact only a Nesua gets Srefa. Which means, in other words, that the very fact that an Arusa always gets Skila, even if she's a Bas Koyen, shows that Skila is the most severe thing. Again, according to Rashi, it was the Chachamim knew that just based on other logic, based on the logic of Poshet Yodah Be'ikar is worst of all, according to the Ramban, because the Chachamim actually have a drosha from the Pasuk to say that only a Bas Koyen gets Srefa only if she's a Nesua. Where again, Reb Shimon holds differently, as we're going to learn on Omud Beis, and therefore he says. So, in other words, in short, according to the Chachamim, it goes like this: a Bas Yisrael who's a Nesua, who's Mezaneh, gets Chenek. If she's a Bas Koyen, she gets upgraded to Srefa. And if she was an Arusa, whether Bas Koyen or Bas Yisrael, then it's Skila, the harshest of all. Reb Shimon, meanwhile, learns if she's a Bas Yisrael Nesua, then she's getting Chenek. If she's a Naira Marosa Yisrael, she's getting Skila. And if she's a Bas Koyen, whether Nesua or Arusa, then she's getting Srefa. So we see, therefore, that according to him, Srefa is the worst of all. Okay, next, Srefa Chamura Mechenek. According to Reb Shimon, we see that Srefa is stronger than Chenek. Shekein Nitin Labas Koyen Shezinsa or my Chumra Kedam Moran. Because we see that Srefa is the punishment for a Bas Yisrael, for a Bas Koyen who was Mezaneh, and as we just said, Esavio Hi Mechalelas. But the question is, Adrab Chenek Chomer. You should say that even according to Reb Shimon, that Chenek should be stronger than Srefer. Shekein Nitin L'Maki Ovev V'Ima, because Chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes his father or his mother. Or my Chomer Shekein Hukash Gvoidim L'Gvoidam Mokim. And the Chomer would be because we said that their honor is compared to the honor of Hashem. And the answer is no. Since the Torah is saying that a bas koyin who's nesua, who's fully married, is an exception, a regular bas yisrael in that circumstance would get chenek. And here we have that. Here we have. Instead, the bas koyin is getting sreifa. Now, obviously, she's not being the fact that she's a koyin and a sevir the fact that she's a bas koyin and a sevir himachalalas is not a reason to downgrade her punishment. Shmamina sreifa chamora. Obviously, sreifa has to be more stringent than chenek because otherwise, that wouldn't explain why the Torah prescribes sreifa in such a case. Now, the Chachamim agree with that point as well. As we said before, they agree that a bas koyin nesua does get sreifa. They just disagreed about if she's an arusa, whether she's getting skila or sreifa. But everybody agrees that that if she's a nesua, she's getting sreifa. And since a nesua bas yisrael, if she was a bas yisrael, then under those circumstances she'd get chenek. Then obviously sreifa has to be stronger than chenek. Okay. Next, the Gemara continues. Sreifa chamora misayif. Sreifa is stronger than sayif, than hereg. And again, that would be according to Reb Shimon here we're discussing, but it would be, we said before, according to the Chachamim as well. Same logic we said before. Shekein nitna l'bas koyin chazinsa, because we see that sreifa is prescribed for the bas koyin chazinsa. Umay chumra kedam monon. And as we've been saying throughout the Omud, the stringency is the fact that a sovia hi mechalelas, that she's disgracing and desecrating her father's kibbutz. But we could argue adrabba sayif chomer. Shouldn't we maybe argue that sayif is more stringent? Shekein nitna l'anshe erni dachas, because that's the punishment for the anshe erni dachas. Omai chumra shekein mamonin ovad. And the chumra, as we've been saying all along, is that their property is destroyed as well. So, since Reb Shimon is saying, according to the Chachamim, we could have answered like we did before, because after all, listen, Poshet Yad Be'ikr is worst of all. But the Yad Ramah points out, Reb Shimon evidently doesn't agree with that Svara, otherwise he wouldn't say that Skila is less severe than Sreifa. The fact that we see that Skila is given to Poshet Yad Be'ikr, and according to Reb Shimon, it's only the second worst, shows that he doesn't hold to this concept of Poshet Yad Be'ikr being the deciding factor. So we need to find a different reason why we would say that Sreifa is stronger than Hereg. So the answer is, like we said before, Amauta, well, you would say, which one has a greater power? Which one is worse? Koyach hamadiach or koyach hanidach, the power of the madiach, the one who instigated them to worship Avodah Zarah, or the nidach, the one who was convinced. Heavy omer koyach hamadiach. Obviously, the madiach is worse because they instigated the whole thing. And as we said before, the medichim themselves are now the medichim themselves. We said according to the Chachamim, they get skila. We said that according to the Chachamim, the medichim get skila. The rest of the people of the city get hereg. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says that the medichim themselves get chenek, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta. So therefore, kal v'chomer. So therefore, so for kavachomer, ma chenek shachomer misayif, ma de chenek which is stronger than sayif, sreifa chamura mimenu, and yet sreifa is more severe. Ma de chenek is stronger than sayif because we see according to him that the madichim get chenek, and that has to be the worst punishment. Skila chamura, sreifa chamura mimenu, and yet sreifa is stronger than chenek, as we explained before. Because the Bas Yisrael Nesua would get chenek, but as a Bas Koyen, instead she's getting a harsher punishment skila. Saif hakal lekoshken. Well, then how much more so, according to Reb Shimon, that Saif is the least stringent of all, and we give that to the people of the Irani Dachas, who are less stringent, who are less worse off than the ones who are madiach them. How much more so that it's going to be less than Sreifa. So according to Reb Shimon, we can use that logic to say that Saif is less severe than Sreifa, because we see according to him it's less severe even than Chenek, and we see according to him the Madiche Erni Dachas get Chenek. Okay. Next, Skila Chamura Mechenek. How do we know, according to Reb Shimon, that Skila, which according to him is the second worst one, is stronger than Chenek, which according to him is the third? Shekein Nitna L'Megadif L'Ovid Avodas Kechavim, because Skila is given to a Megadif and an Ovid Avodah Zarah, as we said before, Omai Chumra Kedam Maron, as we've been saying all along, that there is the matter of Poshet Yad Be'ikr. Now, we just said, the Yad Ramah says, Reb Shimon doesn't consider that the worst thing. He considers that other things can override that. But nevertheless, he does agree WWE, post-WWE Icker is a pretty serious thing. So he can use that to say that Skiller is to say that Skiller is worse than Chenik. The question is, Adlam Chenik Chomer, shouldn't we maybe say that Chenik is worse, Shekin Nitin Lamaka over Bima, because it's given to somebody who hits his father or mother, or my Chomer Shekin Hokashchola, because as we've been saying throughout the Sugya, there's a hekesh between the covered of parents and the covered of Hashem. And the answer is again, we have to consider the we have to consider what happens to a to an Eishes Ish who's Mizana. Mida Akti Rachmana La Arusa Bas Yisrael Miklal Nesua Bas Yisrael. Since we see regarding a Bas Yisrael that the Torah makes an Arusa a Naira Hamerosa an exception to the usual rule. Usually she would get Chenek Mechenek Leskila. Here she goes from Chenek to Skila, which according to the Chachamim is three levels higher, but according to the Shimon, it still has to be something higher. Because there's no question that a Naira Marosa is worse than a regular Nesua, as Rashi had said on Amar Aleph, because a Nesua, she's already married, she's had relations before, in a way the Pagam is not as great as here, where she was unmarried, she was a Basula before, and the first thing she's doing is being Mizana. So therefore, Mikashramina, Skila Chamura, therefore, we see that Skila is worse than Chenek, even so the difference would be, according to the Chachamim, it's three levels higher, according to the Shimon, it's one level higher, but it's still higher regardless. Next, Skila Chamura Misayif. Then we're going to say that, according to Reb Shimon, Skila is worse than Sayif, where according to Reb Shimon, Skila is second and Sayif is fourth. Shekein Nitin L'Megadif V'chol, because we see that Skila is given to the Megadif and the Ovid of Adazara. And the question and the question is, Adar Abba Sayif Chomer, shouldn't we say that Sayif is stronger, Shekein Nitin L'Anshi Erni Dachas? Because that's the punishment for the Anshi Erni Dachas, or my Chumra Shekin Mamonim Avad. And the Chumra, as we've been saying all along, is that their property is forfeit, that their property is destroyed. And of course, there is also the point that they themselves were worshipping Avodah Zarah as well. And the answer is, we're going to use the same logic using the Madiach as we did before. Amarta, you're going to say, V'chi Eza Koyach Meruba, which power is stronger, Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach? Which one is worse, the Madiach, the one who convinced them, or the Nidach, the ones who allowed themselves to be convinced? Heavy Ema Koyach HaMadiach. The Madiach obviously has to be worse off because he instigated the whole thing. V'kavachomer. So now, therefore, we can make a kavachomer. Again, Reb Shimon holds that the Madichim are getting Chenek, unlike the Chachamim, who we said before hold that he's getting Skila. So Reb Shimon will make a kavachomer. Uma chenek shechomu misayif. Ma do chenek which is stronger than sayif, because we see that the Madiach gets chenek and the nidach, the people of the Irani Dachas, are getting only sayif, which according to him is less. Skila chamura mimenu, and yet skila is stronger than chenek, as we just worked out regarding the naira marosa versus the nesua. Sayif akal lekoshkin, then how much more so? According to Reb Shimon, Sayif has to be less than Skila. So according to him, Skila is second and Sayif is third. According to him, Sayif is fourth, but we see therefore that it has to be that way based on that Kavachomer. All right. Chenek Chomer Misayif, and the last one, where do we see that according to Reb Shimon, that Chenek is worse than Sayif? This one being, of course, the opposite of what the Chacham said before, so that he would say Shekein Nitin L'Makir Ovav Ve'Imay, because Chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes and wounds his father and his mother. Or my Chumra, and the Chumra would be Kedam Moran, as we said throughout the Sugya, that their covered is tantamount to the covered of Hashem. But the question is, maybe we should say that Sayif is stronger because it's given to the Anshei Erni Dachas, or my Chumra Shekein Mamonim Ovad, and the Chumra would be that their money is lost. Amarta, so the same logic as before. Which one is going to be worse, the Madiach or the Nidach? V'tanya, and we learn in a Braisa, Madichi Erni Dachas V'skila Reb Shimon Oimer B'chenek. That the what punishment did the Madichim themselves, the ones who convinced the city to worship Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim are saying Skila, and they used that before when we were working out the Chachamim's opinion to show that according to them Skila is worse than Sayif, but as according to Reb Shimon, the Madichim are getting Chenek, and obviously since they have to be getting a more severe punishment than the city that they subverted and made an inter and Erni Dachas, then obviously according to him Chenek must be stronger than Sayif. Okay. So we've worked out, according to both the Chachamim and according to Reb Shimon, the details, all 10 all 10 combinations over there, where we know all possible combinations, where we know that each one is worse than the other. So it comes out, as we said in the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, skila then sreifa then hereg then chenek, and according to the Pshimin, sreifa then skila then chenek then hereg. And we said there are two actual aside. So we have basically it comes out from the sugya that there are three points on which Rav Shimon and the Chachamim argued. Three actual halacha l'maisa points. Number one is the actual order of the Mises Beis Din, which again is relevant as far as if a person is chayev two Mises Beis Din, which one we give him. It's also relevant for some other dinim that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Then you have there's the question: what is an what punishment does an arusa bas koyin get if she's mizana according to the Chachamim skila and according to the Pshimin sreifa? And the third thing was what happens to the people who convince the people of the Ernidachas, the madichim, who convince them to worship Avodah Zarah according to the Chachamim? Those people are getting skila while the rest of the city gets hereg, and according to the Pshimin, they're getting chenek, and the rest of the city gets hereg. So now let's start talking about this matter of the Bas Koyin Shezinsa. Again, we said there are three possible punishments when it comes to an Eishes Ish who's Mizana. Sometimes there's Skila, sometimes there's Sreifa, sometimes there's Chenek. So now we're going to start working out what are the different circumstances, what gets prescribed in each of various cases. So the Gemara says, "Margalah b'pumei de Rabbi Yechanan." Rabbi Yechanan would regularly say the fault would regularly say the following thing. This is Rashi says, "Sodur hoya adava." This matter was regular and established in his mouth. So we're not talking about a Mishnah or a Braisa. We're talking about this is how he learned from his Rebbein. So according to Rashi, in other words, it comes out the word margala is meloshin. According to Rashi and the Oruch, it comes out also. It comes out that the word margala means he was accustomed to. So the meloshin regilus. The Yad Rama brings it can be also meloshin margolis. It was a pearl that Rabbi Yochanan had in his mouth, a pearl of a statement in Torah. You have in other places in Shas also, you have this expression margala b'fumei, and you have the same double meaning. It means that he was accustomed to saying this, but it also means it's a jewel of a teaching of Torah. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan said as follows: Naira Mayrosa bas koyin shezinsa b'skila. That, as we've been saying, a Naira Mayrosa, if she's a bas koyin and she was mezana, then according to the Chachamim b'skila. Then she's getting skila because, again, as we said before, according to the Chachamim, skila is worse than sreifa, and therefore she's getting the harsher punishment. Reb Shimon oimer b'sreifa, and Reb Shimon says instead that she gets only sreifa, that she gets not only according to Reb Shimon, she gets sreifa because we said according to him, sreifa is worse than skila. What about then? Reb Yochanan continues zinsa me'aviha. What about if she was mezana with her? What about if she was mezana with her own father? So now, as an arusa, so now it's like this. When we learn later on in our perek, when we learn about the people who get, when we learn about what people get sreifa, we're going to talk about that. Besides for the bas koyin that we've been talking about all this time, there is also all the other cases of sreifa involve a man and his daughter, or granddaughter, or mother, or grandmother, etc. We're going to have all the details later in the perek. So the point is now, if this girl of Naira Marosa was mezana with her own father, says Reb Shimon. So now, as a bas koyin, she's getting as a bas koyin. We said there's machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim whether she's getting skila or sreifa. But now she was mezana with her father. And also that involves Sreifa, leaving aside the point that she's a Bas Koyin, there was the fact that it was with her father. So again, B'skila Reb Shimon Oimer B'Sreifa. So again, Reb Yechanan says, there's still going to be the same Machloikas, whether she's getting Skila whether she's getting Skila or Sreifa. So actually, there is discussion about this point. I mean, if we're saying that if we're saying according to Reb Shimon that well, okay, let's talk about that in a minute, actually. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan." Well, what is Reb Yechanan? What is Reb Yechanan's chiddush? The Torah tells us a bas koyin gets sreifa. But nevertheless, we know, as we just established, that according to the Chachamim, only a nesua is an exception to the rule. Usually, as a nesua, she'd get chenek because she's a bas koyin and she's getting seifa, not an arusa, because as we discussed before, according to the Chachamim, an arusa bas koyin is getting skila. And according to Reb Shimon, either way, she's getting seifa. What is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? What's the point? What's the point that he's telling us? Actually, so that so, so sorry, that's not a question. It's rather a statement. That you should know when the Torah is telling us that a bas koyin gets sefer, Rabbi Yochanan wants you to realize that that according to the Chachamim, that would be only a nesua, and according to Reb Shimon, it would be either an arusa or a nesua. Rashi mentions, so Rashi explains, in other words, that Rabbi Yochanan wants us to know, because the Chachamim hold that Skila is more severe, therefore they hold that an Arusa is not getting Sreifa because she's already subject to Skila, and therefore you can't downgrade her to Skila, because again, according to the Chachamim, Skila is more severe than Sreifa. In fact, the Binyan Shloima brings, actually, that the Gemara's question is not so much on Rabbi Yochanan's first din. The question is rather on the Gemara's second din, when she was mezana with her father. My kamash malon, either way, you still have the same machloikas, skila and sedefa. So why does he need to tell us that that the same thing would apply? That the same thing would apply if it was with her father. And the answer of the Gemara is going to be that the reason is because we always give her the more severe punishment, and therefore, so the same way as a bas koyin shezinsa, you have two factors: number one, that she's a naira marosa, and therefore should be getting skila, and number two, that she's a bas koyin, and therefore should be getting sreifa. And you have the machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, which one is worse? The same way is going to be when you have another way where there are two factors together, namely, which is a bas koyin and where she's a, and where it's with her father, then you're going to have the same machlokas. The time am I, so what's the reason behind it? Mishum de the Rabbanan, skila chamora, because according to the Chachamim, the skila is more stringent, and therefore they hold that you're not going to downgrade her from skila to seifa because she's a bas koyin. So therefore, it has to be that if she's an arusa, she's getting skila regardless. L'Rab Shimon, seifa chamora, and according to Rab Shimon, seifa is stronger, and therefore. And therefore, she's getting the more severe punishment, which is sreifa. So, according to Rashi, the question is why the Chachamim and Reb Shimon hold the way that the way they hold, respectively. The Yad Ramah explains the question is more on Reb Yochanan. What is Reb Yochanan telling us with all of this? And the answer is that and the answer is that Reb Yochanan wants us to realize that point, that according to the Chachamim, skila is stronger, and according to Reb Shimon, sreifa is stronger, and that has a nafkamina. So the Gemara says nafkamina, the mishnah is chayiv shtei misses based in. The nafkamina is if a person is chayiv two different misses based in nidin b'chamora, where the din is that he gets punished with a stronger one. So therefore, so we need to know which is the stronger one, skila or sreifa. Now Marsha points out, well, in that case, then why did the Gemara mention this nafkamina only in connection with Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't it mention it in connection with the Mishnah? And the reason is because you also have a case we're going to have later on in a, we're going to have later on in a, in the Masechta. You're going to have two different people, a chai of two different misses based in, and now we got them mixed up, and we can't tell which is which. So now the question is, they're both chayiv misa, but what misa can we give them? We have to give them the less stringent misa. You have, let's say, for example, one person is chayiv skila, one who's chayiv sreifa. You can't give them both, according to the Chachamim, you can't give them both skila. Skila is stronger than sreifa. You might be giving them a worse punishment than they deserve. So instead, you have to give them both sreifa, and according to Reb Shimon, it would be the other way around. So regarding our Mishnah, then we could say that that's the nafkamina. But when it comes to Reb Yochanan's statement, where he's talking about one person who's chai of two misses based in, so then we can talk about the nafkamina is strictly as far as this chumrah that we say that they get the more severe punishment, and therefore we need to know which is the more severe punishment. Okay. The Gemara continues, "My Reb Shimon." Where do we see that Reb Shimon says? Where do we see that Reb Shimon says clearly that an arusa, that a bas koyin is always get, that a bas koyin is always getting sreifa, regardless of whether she's in a nesua or an arusa? Again, if she's in a nesua, everybody agrees that she's getting sreifa. But the Reb Shimon is saying, even if she's in arusa, where ordinarily she would have gotten skila, Reb Shimon is saying she's getting sreifa. And we've been saying the reason is because, according to Reb Shimon, sreifa is more stringent. Well, where do we find Reb Shimon actually saying such a thing befeirish? So the answer is the Tanya. We learn in a Braisa. Reb Shimon Omer Shnei Klolos Nemru B'Bas Koyin. There are two rules that the Torah says regarding a Bas Koyin. One by an Arusa and one by an Asua. So in other words, the Torah is telling us basically an Eishes Ish who's Mizana, she and her boy will get Chenek, but then you have also, then you have the exception by an Arusa. So the Gemara interjects, one second, B'bas Koyin, B'loi B'bas Yisrael. Are you telling me that these two rules, that the Torah doesn't say two rules, that the Torah tells us two rules only by B'bas Yisrael? The Psukim about Chenek and the Psukim about Skila are talking about both, they don't specify B'bas Koyin or B'bas Yisrael, only in connection with Sefer does it mention B'bas Koyin. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ema Af B'bas Koyin. Reb Shimon means to say that even by B'bas Koyin, the Torah is saying so far there are two possibilities, Chenek or Skila. So therefore, so the Torah is making an exception between one Nesua and another Nesua. And the Torah, says Reb Shimon, is also making an exception between one Arusa and another Arusa. So in other words, the same way as with a Nesua, you're saying there is a difference. There's definitely a difference between a Bas Koyin and a Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael is getting Chenek, a Bas Koyin is getting Srefa, and there's no question about that. That a Bas Koyin Nesua is an exception, the same way Reb Shimon says there is also an exception within the Arusa. So he says, in other words, given that we see that there's an exception for a Bas Koyin, then he says that exception is not only when she's in Nesua, but also when she's in Arusa. So he says, so just like when the Torah is making an exception with an Asua, it's to be Machmir. She goes up from Chenek to Skila, which according to the Chachamim is three levels higher, and according to Reb Shimon is one level higher. The same way, says Reb Shimon, when the Torah tells us an exception, that, and according to him, there's an exception with an Arusa as well, that an Arusa Bas Koyin is different than Arusa Bas Yisrael, then it means Lahachmir, then it means that it's also to be Machmir, to upgrade her from Skila to Srefa, because again, according to him, Srefa is more stringent than Skila. And again, Tosfos points out in the previous sugya, we had the whole discussion about the various gzeira shavas and kalachomers and all that we used to show which one is more severe than the other one. We mentioned gzeira shava on Amud Aleph, that the word aviha means that tells us which punishments are more severe than the other ones. So we used the gzeira shava before, according to the Chachamim, we'd used it to show that skila is stronger than Saif, so Reb Shimon in a similar way would use it to say that Sreifa is stronger than Chenek. And now he's saying with an Arusa, so we're saying not only with a not and 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 besides we had the whole logic before that said that an Arusa is always worse than an Asura. So therefore, so Reb Shimon is saying that there's also an exception within an Arusa herself, and therefore it means that that exception means to make it more stringent on her to say that as a Bas Yisrael she would have been Chayev only Chenek, now as a Bas Koyin instead she's getting Sreifa. Then Reb Shimon continues, Zomimei Nesua Bas Koyin, Bichlal Zomimei Nesua Bas Yisrael. What about, let's talk about the Edom Zomimei that might be involved over here. If there are Edom Zomimei who come against a Nesua Bas Koyin, then they're in the same category as ones who come against a Nesua Bas Yisrael. Meaning, in other words, that here you have, they were trying to get her Strefa, nevertheless, they're not getting Strefa, instead they're getting Chenek, because you have like this. The Torah says, who is it when it's a Bas Koyin who's Mizana and she's getting Sreifa? In all cases, according to Reb Shimon, when she's in Arusa, when she's in Asua, rather, according to the Chachamim, Only she, normally, of course, normally a boil and a boil and a nivellus, normally the two people who were mezana together are getting the same punishment. But here, as we learned in the previous parak briefly, here, in the case of a bas kohen, it's unique. She's getting sreifa, the boil is getting chenek as he would ordinarily with any eshes ish. So therefore now with the and we learn from a pasuk, since the pasuk says by Edim Zemin, by system like Lasis that we should do to him, we should do to them like what they wanted to do to their brother. From that we learn a din that from that we learn a din that that when you have a difference in misa between the man and the woman, they're given the misa that they were trying to get for the man. So therefore in that case they would be getting chenek rather than sreifa. So when it comes to the zomime, arusa bas koyin, bichlal zomime nesua bas koyin, bichlal zomime nesua bas yisrael. So therefore, when it comes to a bas koyin who's a nesua, where according to Reb Shimon she's getting sreifa, well, according to both the Chachamim and Reb Shimon, she's getting sreifa. Nevertheless, they're still in the same category as the zomim, as the edim zomim for a nesua bas yisrael, namely that they're getting chenek rather than sreifa, because since the boil in that case would get chenek, then they're getting chenek as well, because vasisam loy. From which we learn that when there's a difference between the man and the woman, then they get the punishment they were trying to get for him. We learned in the previous perek, actually, where Tosfos, we touched on Tosfos mentions at the beginning of Makkos, is that in all cases, or is there a difference maybe whether they're trying to be mechayev him miser or not? What if they're coming and saying Eidos and saying that the boy or the man was 9 years, between 9 and 13 years old, where it's considered bia in halacha, but he's not chayev miser because he's underage? Or what if we don't know who he was? Or what if he ran away or whatever? So in that case, would we still say that in that case, we're giving them only the punishment that they would have done for him, or which would be chenek, or would we say that no, in that case, there's no punishment for him involved, and therefore they're getting sick? We talked about the other day that Tosfos discusses that point at the beginning of Makkos. And in any case, the point is, in the normal case where you have both he and she are on trial, and if it comes out that they're guilty, she's going to be chayiv sreifa, and he, the boil, is going to be chayiv chenek. If it turns out they're edim zomim, then they're getting chenek rather than skila. And Reb Shimon finishes off, arusa bas kohen, arusa bas yisrael. And as far as when she's an arusa, again, whether she's a bas kohen or bas yisrael, the edim zomim have the same kind of thing. They're both the din would again be that they're getting skila. Because again, only the bas kohen is getting sreifa according to Reb Shimon. Because according to Reb Shimon, she's getting sreifa because that's an upgrade from skila according to the Chachamim. Anyway, she's getting skila because according to them, there's nothing higher than skila. But in any case, the Edim Zomim, again, they're not even according to Reb Shimon, where she's getting a different punishment than the boil. In that case, she's getting sreifa, he's getting skila. The Edim Zomim would get skila for the same reason, vasisim lo kashazamim and not la'achoisoi, and therefore where there's a difference between the punishment for him versus for her, then they're going to get the punishment that they would have been trying to get for him. Okay, so there we see. So we see clearly in this braisa that Reb Shimon is saying that is saying that an arusa bas koyin is getting sreifa, where the Chachamim, again, we said disagree and say that she's getting skila. So we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, analyzing this point about what exactly are the circumstances in which a bas koyin gets in which a bas koyin gets sreifa, and in which cases we have the other punishments.
Yeshikayach.